Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions.
18 plus. Welcome to Tough Talk Christian Radio. Tough Talk Christian Radio is for those who want to share and receive expressions of faith that will help take you to the next step in your relationship with Christ. Tough Talk Christian Radio is brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Tony Gambone.
Tony? Hello?
Do you know a family fighting cancer? The Jest Foundation nonprofit was founded right here in Katy, Texas, by cancer survivor Michelle Perzan, whose vision is to assist those currently fighting by providing grants to help support family needs, whether spiritually, emotionally, or financially. Michelle and her family know all too well that there comes a time when the day-to-day needs we take for granted become impossible. Jest Foundation has been able to bless 100% of the applications submitted, and now they need your help. Find out more by going to jestfoundation.org.
Okay. Can you hear me now, Susan?
I sure can, Tony.
All right. Well, I hope everyone else heard me. Susan was telling me in the green room that she couldn't hear me in the beginning. But as much as I talk, maybe it's better that you didn't get to hear me. Anyway, Susan, welcome to the show. I just want to say a little bit about you. You are an RN with a master's in health science, and you live your life with a passion to help others improve their health so they can serve God better. You're also a certified health and wellness coach with the American Association of Christian Counselors. So, Susan, you've been a nurse and you got into health and science. How do I put that? So, I think in my experience with Crohn's disease, I've found there's the medical side and the holistical side. It sort of seems like you're in the middle of that. Is that correct?
Yes, I started out on the medical side, and I've ended up more on the holistic side.
Well,
I have the educational background of the nurse and the master's in health science.
Well, I think that's awesome. I think a lot of, in my experience in 40 years of having been diagnosed with Crohn's, I have found that a lot of things are looked at a little bit differently now than they were 40 years ago, as far as vitamins and nutrition, and even the way you're hooked up in the hospital to get feeding in a chest tube and stuff like that. So there's a lot of things that are moving in that direction. But I believe that the medical field is still an important issue as well. I mean, I don't know if I want someone that's a holistic doctor performing surgery. So, you know, it's important. So how did you get involved in this? What made you go from the nursing career and step out and become an author and the diet and the healthy living series?
I lost my health. Okay, I had for 49 years I had great health, and then I lost my health with 10 medical diagnoses and 2 surgeries. And it was all spurred from an abscess tooth. So from that, years later, after I used the alternative methods of healing, like you said, the holistic methods, along with the doctors, then I wanted to help other people. I wanted to help them reclaim their health and their weight. Because unfortunately, in the United States, 50% of Americans suffer with a chronic illness and 40% experience obesity.
Mm. Yep, it's true.
Yeah.
I mean, we're seeing that even with the virus, and that's not a topic I really want to talk about, but even with the virus, they're saying that people that have underlying health conditions, and that's a polite way of saying being overweight, are having issues with that as well. And so I guess because of all the drive-throughs and the fast pace and, you know, that we live nowadays, people don't really care too much about their health until they get into what I call a life-threatening situation. Like they're in the hospital, and if they don't lose weight, you know, and they had almost had a heart attack or they had a bypass or whatever it is, that's when they start paying attention. So how do you get people to pay attention earlier than that?
Well, in my book, I wrote a book called 7 Steps to Get Off Sugar and Carbohydrates, and step one is to decide. And so nobody can make that decision for you. So, and Tony, I just want to tell you that there's some feedback in your background. It almost sounds like a television program or something's going on there.
Really?
Yeah, it's really strange. Maybe I'm the only one hearing that.
I hope so. We surely are getting our challenges on this radio interview, but it's not going to stop us. So let's see. I made an adjustment on my board here. Does that sound better?
Yes. Yep. I don't hear any feedback now. Yes, I don't hear them.
Perfect.
Yes. Great. So
all right.
I'm right here. So as I was saying, you know, a person has to decide. They have to decide. I can't make that decision for them. A spouse can't make that decision for them. A parent can't make that decision for them. I mean, we could pray for that individual to decide to make that choice, but that is their choice to decide. And like you said, unfortunately, it's many times when they have some kind of a critical issue. And, you know, I know for my sister, she called me with elevated liver enzymes and saying, you know, I've been found out that I have gluten sensitivity. My blood sugar levels are high. Help me. So I created 7 steps for her to get off of the wheat and to get off of the sugar. And it worked. She lost lots of weight and liver enzymes went back to normal and she's living a great life.
You know, Susan, I had mentioned that I was diagnosed with Crohn's at the age of 19. And
yeah.
So I guess that was 1975. They said I wouldn't live to be 25. Back then, they were still experimenting on dogs. And anyway, long story short, I'm here. But for a long time, I guess till I was about 35 when I had my second surgery, I never got over 169 pounds, and I'm 6'1", so I was kind of real too skinny, right? And after my surgery, I gained weight, and then in 2008, I went back way back down again, and it always seemed like if I could eat, I was healthy. Now I'm 64 years old, 8 years after my last surgery, and I'm 50 pounds overweight. So in my mind, I'm thinking, well, as long as I can eat, I'm healthy. Well, now I'm a little too healthy, I guess, and I need to go on a diet. So I've tried the keto diet, okay? And, you know, I guess men drop weight a little faster than women, so my wife says. But I lost 40 pounds in a month, no problem. The only problem is the following month, I gained 45. So,
oh, no.
Yeah, and because, you know, I guess my brain went back to if I could eat, I'm healthy type thing, right? So I guess my point to this is it's just not about getting on a diet. When you said you have to choose to do it, there's a lot of pieces to go together, because we eat for a lot of reasons. So when you come across someone like that, or, and I might be cheating because I have the book here, but is there parts in the book to tell you about those types of things? Getting your head right before you make the choice to go forward, because just like loving the Lord, right? Satan steps in wherever he can. So is there anything about that in the book?
Oh, yes, yes, absolutely. Because it's a Christian book. So 7 Steps to Get Off Sugar and Carbohydrates is a Christian book, because you want to employ God's weapons and tools to help you make this lifestyle change, because it's difficult to do. Otherwise, more people would be doing it. So when you get to the spiritual and you know, you get your prayer partner and you use Bible verses to fight temptation, and so you look at emotional healing and you use all sorts of spiritual tactics to help you achieve this lifestyle change. And yes, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, so I'm looking in the book, and I highly recommend people buy the book, 7 Steps to Get Off Sugar and Carbohydrates, to Help You Live in series by Susan U. Neal. Okay, you can find this on Amazon and on your website, I imagine, right?
Yes, yes, and it's N-E-A-L. Susan U, the letter U, N-E-A-L.com. And other parts of the book tell you which food is good and which food is bad. Because, Tony, you know what I would tell you is I would tell you to stop eating wheat. Now, I know you're Italian, and that's going to be really hard for you. Wheat, they hybridized the wheat in the 1960s. And in the past 60 years since that happened, gluten-related disorders have increased 400%. Because now the wheat isn't 4 feet tall and, you know, just something that mankind has digested and been a great source of food for centuries. Instead, it's 2 feet tall, it's hybridized, it's drought resistant, and the gluten is so large that most human beings can no longer digest it. And then on top of that, then manufacturers, they strip the whole grain of the wheat berry and take away all the nutrients, so your white flour can sit on the shelf for months, and it has no life to it. It has no vitality. So when you're eating white flour products, you're not feeding your body with the nutrients that God gave us to eat. You're just it's like the food manufacturers are putting the sugar, the salt, the white flour in it to get us to eat more, and it's just going to our bellies, and it's not healthy.
Right. Yeah. So I've often wondered about that. You know, if we made a joke about me being Italian, and I grew up on homemade bread and pizza, and when I moved to Texas, I figured, well, I could eat like 4 tortillas, and that would be just like 1 slice of bread. So that didn't really work out either. What you're saying is just altogether get off of anything with flour in it or wheat. What is it, flour or gluten? I'm sorry.
It's wheat.
Wheat. Anything with wheat. And they have like wheat bread. It's supposed to be healthy for you, right?
Yeah, that's what they say. But people don't understand that they changed the wheat in the 1960s. Now, if you go to Europe and get some of the grains, you know, there that haven't been hybridized and changed, then, you know, that would be fine. But in the United States, it's been changed.
So do they do that? Yeah, and they do that so that it lasts longer on the shelf and it's more profitable to grow it? Would that be the reason?
Well, they hybridized it because it could feed the world
because it's very prolific and drought resistant. So they made it smaller and smaller and hybridized it down. But unfortunately, that caused the gluten molecule in the wheat to be to where it can't be properly digested. So, you know, yeah, I don't know if some of your Crohn's issues may have been, I mean, that's causing inflammation in your gut.
Right. You know, you brought up a really good point. So I believe, just from my experience, that the food we put in our mouth causes a lot of problems in our bodies. I've been drinking alkaline water for over 10 years because of the acidicness in the water, and you know, disease grows in an acidic environment. So I didn't think about, you know, when people say gluten-free, I'm going to be honest. I just like, okay, just one more of those things, right? And I've tried everything else. I know that I stopped eating pork. I stopped eating foods that I didn't know what, you know, like what the animal eats, right? So I tried to eat clean, and that really works. But, you know, when we start feeling healthy, all bets are off on most people. So for me, it's a discipline problem. And as I'm reading your through your book here, you have recipes. And one of the things it says is to have a journal and to write things down. Can you explain the benefit of that?
Yes, I wrote another book called Healthy Living Journal. And we don't understand what foods may be causing a headache or fatigue, or we're restless at night and have insomnia and can't sleep, or whatever kind of symptom, you know, a gastrointestinal distress. But if you write these down in the Healthy Living Journal, then there's a chart there, and you can chart, okay, your different symptoms, and you've been writing your food journal down. And anytime you're having that, let's say it's a digestive issue, well, after some time, you figure out what the food culprit is. Mm. It's also very good for someone who is a diabetic or pre-diabetic state, and it can help you reverse that, prevent it, help it. Yes.
Interesting. You know, you have there's a space in the book about food addictions, and you know, there's that saying, people live to eat and some people eat to live. And I've always fallen, unfortunately, under the live to eat process. And I guess that's just an ignorant way of looking at it. But as I'm looking at the food addiction, there's certain foods that you could eat that make you addicted to food that makes you eat more. So it's really not like, oh, well, I was just born that way. It's a choice. And will this journal help you understand? You know, years ago I did a hair analysis to see what I was lacking in my body as far as nutrients and vitamins. And nowadays, you know, they do, it's a lot like back then it was called witchcraft, you know. Nowadays it's more accepted. So will the journal help you decide the different things that you might be allergic to, or maybe even make you understand why you need to go get tested?
Yeah, the journal would help you figure out what your food sensitivities are and what's triggering a symptom. Yes, that's what the food journal would help you figure out. And with the food addiction, it's sugar and wheat. Those two products, when we eat them, it releases dopamine from the brain. Okay, dopamine is like that feel-good neurohormone that is released in the brain from the same receptors as opiate drugs. Okay, so you get to where you just crave and love the bread, pasta. What were you telling me before the show?
Yes, ma'am.
You said
I'm guilty.
It was
It was like your crack, right? Well, that's
it's better
what
than
it
crack.
Is. Why?
I mean, I haven't done crack in years, but I think it's better. So,
yes. So it's sugar and wheat can cause a food addiction, and it's what happens is like your brain gets remapped. But we need to figure this out and say, okay, so that. I see that piece of cake or pie or what or pasta or whatever it is, and it's like you want that. Your focus narrows. You got to have it. But you know what? You could go out for a walk and get your dopamine. You could go swimming and get your dopamine. You could hug your partner and get your dopamine. You could pet your animal and get your dopamine. So it's like we have to outsmart, you know, what's happened to our bodies. We've got to outsmart the food manufacturers. We've got to remap our brain and get our dopamine in the positive ways, not the negative ways. And my mission is to help people figure this out.
So in the recipes in your book.
Yep, there's 50 recipes there.
So that should keep the average person busy with selections of food, correct?
Yes, yes. And you know what? I make it simple. I just say, eat God's foods. Look at your plate,
mm-hmm.
and did the food manufacturer make it, or did God?
Yeah, a few years back, I did the Daniel fast, and, you know, it's what grows off the earth. And now, unfortunately, our earth's a little different than it was back then, but it's better for you. And as embarrassing as it is to admit the truth, I've been healthier because of the foods I've eaten. And I'm in the situation I'm in now because, well, I just didn't feel bad. So I didn't feel like I needed to. I start to feel bad when my pants get snug. And then, you know, one more week goes into one more week, and then there's just one more week, and then, you know, then your pants don't fit, and then you try to lose weight right away, so you try that different things, like even like the keto diet, right? And I think that the keto diet is a good diet. You just have to change your eating habits, and this is basically what you're saying, is you have to change your eating habits. You can't do this for 3 months and then go back on sugar and carbohydrates and expect it not to be a problem anymore. Is that correct?
That's right. This is a lifestyle change. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, occasionally you could, you know, eat something, but not every day. And so, yeah. And to help you, like, reclaim your – I created a course. It's called 7 Steps to Reclaim Your Health in Optimal Weight. And it's on my website, and what that does is it identifies one of the 5 root causes of the reason why you may have lost your health or you've lost your weight. And what it does is it resolves those root causes, because once you resolve the issue, like the food addiction, then you get your self-control back.
Right. And, you know, I'm a big fan of a gentleman by the name of Darren Hardy, and he wrote a book called The Compound Effect. And the whole process of that compound effect is losing weight and maintaining weight is going to take time. It's not going to happen right away. So you have to, like you said, commit, and 2, commit, and then 3, commit to changing your eating habits. Because that's a big commitment. I mean, you know, if you're sitting there and watching television and they put a cheeseburger on there from McDonald's, let's say, and you don't even like McDonald's, you're still craving for a cheeseburger. So when you started eating, like I stopped eating ground beef and started eating turkey. And in the beginning, it didn't taste right. And then when I went back to eating ground beef, that didn't taste right. So your body will adjust as long as you discipline it to be in the right dishes of food or exercise or whatever it is. It will adjust. You just have to participate.
Yes.
So talking about food that's good, and I know the answer to this question probably already, but let's just go with exercise. If I follow these steps, I'll lose weight. Do I still have to exercise?
Exercise is great. I mean, it has, you know, many, many proven benefits, but you really want to focus on the palate. And once you focus on taming your appetite and gaining the self-control, and, you know, then you get the energy, because then you feel like going out and walking down the block. Because if you're eating a lot of sugar and wheat, you don't feel good. You don't have energy.
Right.
You don't feel like
right.
going out and doing that. So I believe in focusing on changing your eating habits. And then when you're eating God's food, you get more energy, because he's giving you nutrients and vitamins that, you know, he created for us as humans. And then you feel like going out and exercising.
So if I'm understanding correctly, when we lose weight, we feel better about ourselves. And if we're putting the right food in our body, we're going to gain the energy we would need to not talk ourselves out of just walking or exercising or something like that. So basically, by changing your eating habits, you're going to have a more of a feel better attitude, which is going to allow you to do things that you've been procrastinating on or knowing you should do or not doing for a period of time. So I guess it all starts with what you put in your mouth.
Yes, yeah, it does. And, you know, what we eat really affects our mood, too, and our irritability level. Because if we're eating vegetables and, you know, a good, you know, meat source, then that is going to, you know, that's going to make us feel good. Just eat. God gave us 100 different vegetables. So, you know, if you're just eating a lot of that, yeah, it makes you feel so much better. Your mood is improved. You're less irritable. It's a positive, you know, mindset.
So you've also written a book on yoga?
Yes, I have. It's called Scripture Yoga. I recite Bible verses during the yoga classes. And the Bible verses are theme-based. So we might have one about how to receive God's peace or what the Bible says about prayer. I also have Christian yoga DVDs and card decks.
Yeah, I'm seeing that. And so all that can be gotten on your website?
Yes, it sure can. Susan Neal, N-E-A-L.
Okay, and it's also all this information is in the book, which I highly recommend getting the book. And I'm going to say this, I don't say it too often, but if you buy the book and you're disappointed with it, I want you to email me at info@toughtalkradionetwork.com. I'll buy the book back off of you, because I'm looking at this book. You'll learn how to eliminate brain fog, cure disease, and lose weight. There's three things right there that probably 90% of America needs to do, wants to do, has talked about doing, but is not doing it. So I'm just going to put that out there. I challenge you to buy the book, for 7 Steps to Get Off Sugar and Carbohydrates. And you can go to Susan, the letter U, Neal, NEAL.com, and all the information is there. You can buy the book there. And folks, if you buy the book through her, you're not giving all your money to Amazon. You're giving it to a good cause. So check it out. Susan, what is a tip that we can give the listeners today about moving forward this year that might be something, a small step that they can do? Well, I know there's 2 small steps. One is buy the book, make it easy, right? But what's a small step they can do to get started on getting the right mindset to take this book and use it?
Pray and ask God to help them. Ask God to, you know, give you the motivation to do it. I know that, you know, in the past, if I needed to forgive somebody or something and I couldn't, I'd ask God, help me to do it. And then when you go to make the step, some little things would be like, instead of drinking a sugar beverage, drink water all day long. Drink water and your 1 to 2 caffeinated beverages. Take a probiotic. Yeah. Stop eating wheat.
Yeah, I'm gonna try. You know, I have my quiet time in the morning, and next to my Bible is a few books that I'm reading. And your book is on that stack. And I've been praying for the strength to get back on my weight program again. And funny, I was showing someone in my office the other day this book, and they took a picture of it. He's an ex-NFL ball player. And it's been sitting next to me. So he has been answering my prayer. I just haven't been, maybe opening my eyes up to all the things that could be an answer. So I'm going to check it out. I'm going to try it out. And I'm going to get back to you in 45 to 60 days and let you know how it's going. And I hope that you'll come back on the show. I know we got a little bit of a wait, but if there's something that you're doing out there, I would love to help market it. Could you tell people how to get in touch with you and let them know if they want you to come out and speak to a group, or if they can, if there's a yoga class they can join, or let's give them the opportunity to connect with you.
Yes, so you can connect with me at SusanUNeal.com. All my social media is on there that you can connect with me. You could send me an email right there to contact me. I'm also a health and wellness coach. So if anybody would want me to help them guide them, you know, through this, I would be happy to.
Awesome. I can't thank you enough. And I do apologize. We've had some struggles to get this show airing properly. And we're going to put it out there. And I know that Satan played a part, but luckily, I don't know whether I'm just stubborn or blessed. I just wanted to get this information out there today. So I really do thank you very much for spending time with us and being patient with us and for helping the people that you're helping. And I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you so much, Tony, for having me on your show. Blessings to you.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay, folks, I want to play a short commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to just wrap up the show. So we'll be right back.
Do you know a family fighting cancer? The Jest Foundation nonprofit was founded right here in Katy, Texas, by cancer survivor Michelle Perzan, whose vision is to assist those currently fighting by providing grants to help support family needs, whether spiritually, emotionally, or financially. Michelle and her family know all too well that there comes a time when the day-to-day needs we take for granted become impossible. Jest Foundation has been able to bless 100% of the applications submitted, and now they need your help. Find out more by going to JestFoundation.org.
All right, welcome back to Tough Talk Christian Radio. Great show today, Reclaiming Your Health with the author, number one Amazon best-selling author, The 7 Steps to Get Off Sugar and Carbohydrates. This is a book with information and 50 recipes and just a whole bunch of ways if you're serious about improving your health. And it sounds like I committed to this here a few minutes ago on the air live. So sometimes that's what I need to do. I need to just throw it out there to make my commitment. I'm going to try out this book, and I'm going to have another show. I'm going to have Susan back, and just like this here, another guest show, and make sure that we demonstrate what it's done for me. Once again, thank you, Susan Neal, for being on our show today. You can find her at Susan, the letter U, the word Neal, NEAL.com. There's a whole bunch of information. Buy the book. Remember that guarantee I made you. And we'll see you next week here on Tough Talk Christian Radio. I hope everyone has a blessed week. And we'll take that long look into the mirror and figure out if this is something that you need to do for yourself. Get someone to help you. Heck, connect with Susan. I'm sure she'll give you help. Everyone have a blessed week.
You have been listening to Tough Talk Christian Radio with Tony Gambone, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please visit toughtalkradionetwork.com for more information.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.